जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोद जनर यमुना तीरावनचारी मुनतीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा शिला प्रभु पदा पदा जय
जयत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद प्रभम सपरिवाचकाचार्य अश्रोत श्रुत श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद प्रभम सपरिवाचकाचार्य अश्रोत श्रुत श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की गंधराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ताय गौर प्रेम मंदिर Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Narancheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye. Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, chapter entitled Ideal Family Life. Today, text number 36. That's yesterday. No, 36, 35, sorry. Devasya arhatsu vai satsu. Tatra brahmatmajadishu. Rajanyadagra pujayam. Matapatratayachutaha. Devashat satsu vai satsu. Tatra brahmatmajadishu. Rajanyadagra pujayam. Matapatratayachutaha. Devasharhatsu vai satsu. Tatra brahmatmajadishu. Rajanyadagra pujayam. Matapatratayachutaha. Satsu Tatra Brahmatma Jadishu Rajana. Matapathar Devashyar Hatsu Vai Satsu Tatra Brahmatma Jadishu Rajanyayadagra Pujayam Matapatratrachuta. Rajanyadagra Pujayam Matapatratyayachuta. Devasyarhatsu vai satsu. Tatra brahmatmajadishu. Rajanyadagrapujayam. Matapatratyayachuta. Vaishnavi. Devashyarhatsu vai satsu. Tatra brahmatma jadishu. Rajanyadagra pujayam. माता पत्राच्युता देवशर्हत्सु वयसत्सु ब्रह्माद्युषु जन्यदग्रपूजायां मतपरतराच पात्रताय च पात्रमत् Devarshi, among the demigods and great saintly persons, including Narada Muni, Arhatsu, the most venerable and worshipable personalities. Why, indeed, Satsu, the great devotees, Tatra, there, at Rajasuya Yajna, Brahmatma Jhadishu, and the sons of Lord Brahma, such as Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanat, and Sanathana, Rajan, O King, yet from whom Agra Pujhayam, the first to be worshipped, Mataha, decision, Patrathaya, selected as the best person to preside over the Rajasuya Yajna, Achyutaha, Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O King Yudhishthira, the demigods, many great sages and saints, including even the four sons of Lord Brahma and I myself, were present at Rajasuya Yajna sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be the first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person. Purport. This is a reference to the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Maharaja Yudhishthira. In that meeting, there was a great turmoil over selecting the best person to be worshipped first. Everyone decided to worship Sri Krishna. The only protest came from Shishupala, and because of his vehement opposition, he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this seventh canto, what's the title of the seventh canto? The Signs of God. The Signs of God. Like we have so many signs. Biological science, chemical science, physical science, all. So the science of God, who is the cause of all causes. Srimad Bhagavatam, what's the first verse? Srimad Bhagavatam, remember? Janmad. Mohyanti. So Srimad Bhagavatam starts with Janmad Yasya Etaha. So from whom everything emanated. So there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada systematically explained about the absolute truth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the absolute truth. What is absolute truth means? Yeah, the truth which cannot be changed. And the, all the relative truths emanating from Him. That's why Krishna is not just a creator. You know, if somebody asks, please tell me the definition of God. What do you say? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's Krishna. But what is God means? Okay. If in general, if somebody asks for a normal person, they say, oh, God means creator. Oh, is just God just a creator? They say, He's the maintainer also. But the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, is not just a creator. He's not just a maintainer. He is the protector also. Is He just a maintainer, creator and protector? No. He's the enjoyer also. Is He just a creator, protector, maintainer and enjoyer? No. He is the owner also. But is He just a owner? Creator, protector, maintainer, enjoyer, owner? No. He is sustainer also. So like that, so any adjective you add to Krishna, any adverb you add to Krishna, that makes complete. So Krishna is everything. That's why, that's the definition of the absolute truth. Personality of Godhead. So that's why we cannot compare Krishna with anybody, with any person. That's why Shastra says, asamodhva. So there is no one equal to Krishna and there is no one above to Krishna. Asama urdhva. Asama, sama means equal. Asama means nobody is equal. And urdhva, and nobody is above to the Supreme Lord. So in this verse, that's what Narad Muni is telling. So when there was a question to whom they should first offer the worship in the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. So that time unanimously everyone decided that Krishna should be offered first worship. That's called Agra Puja. Agra means first, Puja means worship, first worship. Generally, those who are not devotees, they speculate on Krishna, correct? So many speculations. He is just a mystical person. He is just a village boy with some supernatural powers. So like that, everybody speculates. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, even as little child, if I ask Gokul, Gokul, who is Krishna? See? Gokul knows. How old are you? 9. Already. Remember in the Leelamrita we read, Srila Prabhupada was asking little Saraswati, Saraswati, who is Krishna? Immediately she said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada immediately, see, this great transcendentalist, they doesn't know who is Krishna. But this little child, 5 years old, she knows, she can preach. So that's all we need. That's why Shastra says in the Brahma Samhita, it says, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Even the great, great scholars, they study so many scriptures, but they cannot conclude who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a small person, child, with little bit devotion, so he can conclude that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's so interesting that although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just before Rajasuya Yajna, when there was a need that Maharaj Yudhishthira, he had to conquer the whole world, only then he could perform Rajasuya Yajna. Who was the king that Maharaj Yudhishthira not able to conquer? Jarasandha, yes. So Jarasandha has a technical issue to die. Only Krishna knows that issue. So he was a combination of the same body but split person. And Jara was a demon. She joined Jarasan. That's why his name is Jarasan. Jara is the demon name. San is the conjunction, joined together. So in order to defeat him, who went? Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima. They went to beg charity from Jarasan. So they disguised themselves as brahmanas. So they went, asked, and although they were they dressed like brahmanas, but they have big muscles and cuts by the swords, and they weren't round muscles. Jarasandha, generally brahmanas doesn't look like, you know, this body doesn't look like brahmanas' body. Brahman is supposed to be, you know, soft by body looks and soft by nature also, but these people. But anyway, they came begging charity. And Jarasandha asked, okay, ask me what you want. Then they disclosed themselves. They asked, we want to fight with you. They disclosed their identity. We are not actually, you know, brahmanas. I am Krishna, I am Arjuna, and I am Bhima. When Jarasandha heard, actually Krishna, you are a coward. I don't want to fight with you. I came, you run away. I want to fight only to the equals. And he says, I don't want to fight with Arjuna also. He is lower than me in age and in the strength. Bhima, okay. You are equal to me. And Bhima and Jarasandha, they were fighting whole day. By evening, when they were resting, they are partying together. So there was this Vedic system of fighting was, it's only daytime. Evening they are friends. And it's been continued for so long, Bhima was not able to kill, and Bhima finally asked Krishna, please, you know, help me. Then Krishna gave advice. He shows, he tears a leaf like this, and then he shows, put like this. So Bhima understood, and he plucked with one, he hold with one leg on Jarasandha's leg, and with two hands he just ripped off. In the Krishna book, if you read, Prabhupada very nicely writes, of course it's not so nice, so ghastly, but Prabhupada writes, when he was cut, each part has one item, one leg, one hand, one half the nose, one eye, ear, like that whole thing. When Jarasandha died, and Krishna came back along with all the booty. They collected all the utensils, everything, on the way to perform the Rajasuya Yajna. In that, in the Krishna book, Prabhupada mentions, in Bhagavata mentions that Varuna performed Rajasuya Yajna before. He used all the golden utensils, and same Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he was performing Rajasuya Yajna, he also used all the golden utensils. It's very auspicious to use gold. When Krishna came, he offered respects to Yudhishthir Maharaj. He considers he is superior. So he offered respects and he said, "My dear king, so we have conquered this demon." Yudhishthir Maharaj, because he is naturally a devotee, very soft-hearted person, said, "My dear Lord, you know, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although you are such a great personality, but still, out of affection for your devotees, you work for me as a messenger, and you are consistently guiding us." And he was very much bewildered with the attitude of the Lord. And he mentions that your attitude is like a sun. Although sun is always very luminous and the potency of the sun is always same, but in the morning and the evenings we feel the sun potency is less. Like in the morning now, we feel a bit chill, cold, whereas midday so extremely hot. But the sun doesn't change its, it's morning, so I reduce my temperature. Afternoon, I increase my temperature. No, it's always potent. But it appears that at particular time it is cold, at particular time it is very hot. Similarly, although the Lord is equal to everybody, but he appears to some people as an inimical, as an enemy, or he is chastising or punishing, but for some people he feels like he is protecting. But Krishna tells, he declares, he himself is telling, "I am not like that. Sammoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshasya na priya." Thank you. So he is telling, "Sammoham sarva bhuteshu." So I am equal to everybody. Name dveshasya na priya. There is nobody I hate and nobody is dear to me. Na priya. But those who worship me, teshu bhajante ham, for them I give myself. I give myself. So that's what we see in his dealings with Pandavas. He gave himself and he became a messenger. He became a messenger. Not only that, he became a chariot driver of Arjuna. He became a chariot driver. Of course, these days driving Uber is okay. Everybody drives Uber. Although somebody is working very white collar job, still for side money they work Uber. They don't mind it. But back in India, somebody working as a driver is considered very low. They say, if you fail 10th standard, you'll have to work as a driver. Better you study properly, my mother used to tell. It considered very low, but Krishna is accepting. Krishna accepted that role. It's so bewildering. So bewildering. Although, he is the personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, when Vidura and Uddhava, third canto, first two chapters, so beautiful chapters. Srimad Bhagavatam, the only purpose Srimad Bhagavatam has is to give Krishna to us. That's why we see right from the beginning to the end about the Lord's opulences, his sweetness, his qualities. In that conversation, Vidura asked questions, different questions. What are the activities of Yadus? What are the next plans Lord is want to do? Then, when Vidura asked, Uddhava, as soon as he heard, because Uddhava was a devotee right from his birth, even when he was 5 years old, he was playing, is imitating, worshipping the Lord. So he used to have a small deity of Krishna And he used to make dolls and play with those little dolls. Any contact of Krishna, whether it may be a small deity form, or it may be holy name, or it may be any paraphernalia, is equally potent. So there is no difference. So Uddhava was very connected to the Lord. And it's mentioned that sometimes when his mother calls for breakfast, "Hey Uddhava, you not playing enough, come for breakfast." And he was neglecting. He was so much immersed in playing with the dolls of the Lord. He was so much immersed. So as soon as Vidura asked questions to Uddhava about the Lord, and he was very much struck in ecstasy. For some time, he couldn't able to speak anything. As soon as he remembered the Lord, his pastimes. Then slowly he regained his consciousness and he tells, you know, our misfortune. Our sun has set. The sun of Krishna has set. He completed his pastimes and gone back. He tells, when Lord was present in our assembly in the Edu dynasty, we couldn't able to recognize him. Although he exhibited his qualities, he exhibited his opulences, he exhibited his supremacy, but still we thought, oh, he is one of our members. We did not recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he tells, the Lord is the Lord of three. The Lord of the three. He says, the Lord of the three means he is the Lord of the three modes, and he is the Lord of the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower planetary systems, and he is the Lord of the three Purusha avataras, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. He is the Lord of everybody. And he tells all the great personalities, all the Brahmas with their so many heads, they used to come and offer obeisances. Still we did not able to recognize. And then he quotes how his dealings with everybody. And he mentions the personality, his sweetness, his beauty, everything he mentions in the third canto, second chapter. So beautiful chapter. You should memorize all those verses. And for us also, we hear so much and we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Theoretically, at least we know, correct? But practically, in our life, we should get that realization. We should get that realization that Krishna is my well-wisher. That's what in Bhagavad Gita Krishna tells. Suhrudam sarva bhutanam. Suhrudam. The problem is, we have theoretical understanding, but practical way, so one has to get that connection. So that's why entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everywhere, all the acharyas, they emphasize on attentiveness in our devotional service. Attentiveness in devotional service begins with our elements of bhakti. What are those? Starting with chanting, shravanam, kirtanam. So starting with our chanting. So chanting is not just a mechanical process of completing 16 rounds. So that 16 rounds of chanting is an opportunity to associate with the Lord in the form of His holy name. The Chaitanya Charitamrita tells, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared in the form of His holy name. For a conditioned soul like us, that's the first and foremost connection with the Supreme Lord. Of course, chanting the holy name, it doesn't matter in whatever way we chant, the benefit is there. The benefit is there. But one will get more benefit when we chant with connection. With connection. So that's there. That's where it's called sambandha. In relation. Then we understand. We whatever theoretically we learn, we realize that. Otherwise, very difficult. Without that sambandha, it's very difficult. You see, here in the Rajasuya Yajna, there are so many people were there. Initially, they were thinking, oh, this, that. But finally, Sahadev started speaking. And he explained all the qualities of the Lord. And he mentioned, like when you water the root, it supplies to the whole tree. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, by worshipping Him, by serving Him, everything else will get benefited. So He is the one we should be worshipping. When the Lord was personally present, of course, in Vrindavan, He was not recognized because His opulence were covered with prema. That's why people in Vrindavan, devotees in Vrindavan, they recognized Krishna as the Supreme Personality. But what covers in the material world is not that prema. What covers in the material world? Ignorance. Ignorance of the living entity covers the glory of Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna's glory always there. Krishna is always supreme. It's not that only ISKCON made Krishna a Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, many people, they say, oh, you ISKCON people, you like Krishna, that's why you made Krishna as the supreme. It's not that you like, so you made Krishna supreme. Or I like so and so, I make Dera Baba, that Baba, I make him supreme. No. Krishna is always supreme. So only out of ignorance one will not recognize. Or that ignorance is also caused by the envy. So we see in the pastime, 10th canto, so many people were saying, even what to speak of that. Say for example, here in the Rajasuya Yajna, Duryodhan was present, right? And Duryodhan saw that Krishna killed Shishupal, and in front of everybody, Shishupal's soul meshed in the Supreme Lord. A sparkling light came out of Shishupal and entered into the Lord in front of everyone. Everyone witnessed that and they struck wonder. But still, Duryodhan, when Krishna went to do the Rayabar as a messenger, he went before the war starts. He tried to arrest the Lord, and Lord showed his universal form, but still he could not able to recognize. And we also see Pandurukha, who was imitating the Lord also, without understanding what is actually meant to be Vasudev. And we also see in the other pastime, say for example, in the pastime of Vamanadev. So here in this verse and the previous verse, the main theme continuing is the theme of Patram. Patram means the true person to whom charity must be given. In this verse also it is mentioned that Mata Patra Tayachuta. So that means Mata decision Patra Taya, selected as the best person to preside over the Rajasuya Yajna. Patra, to whom the charity should be given. In which pastime Lord begged for charity? Vamanadeva. What was the charity he asked for? 3 steps of the land. When Vamanadeva, where did Vamanadeva appear? In which family? In the Suras, Adityas. He goes to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was performing some sacrifice. He goes as a small Brahmana boy, dwarf, and he begs, I want some charity. Seeing the beauty of Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj very much, you know, attracted. He asks, you're looking so sweet, please ask me something. And then Vamanadeva asks, I want 3 steps. Bali Maharaj says, looks like you are not an expert person, expert Brahmana. You don't know how to ask, beg charity also. You are asking only 3 steps. I can give you half of my kingdom. You ask that. He says, no, if one person cannot able to satisfy with this 3 steps, he cannot able to satisfy even though he gets entire universe. And he says, okay, take. And then he covered with first 2 steps entire planetary systems, whatever is in the possession of Bali Maharaj. Then he asked, where should I keep my 3rd step? Bali Maharaj thought for a while. You know, the possessor is more than the possession. So I am the possessor of this whole thing. So I am more. So you put your 3rd step on my head. Vamanadeva put his 3rd step. And actually, there Bali Maharaj recognized he is the worthy to give charity. Although Vamanadeva took all the possession, he finally put his lotus feet on the head of Bali Maharaj. Still he was not satisfied. He arrested Bali Maharaj with Nagapash. It was so painful. He was arrested, his hands tied to the back, and head was down. So there, Bali Maharaj was, you know, telling, it's okay, I born in the family of Asuras, I don't know what is the highest beneficial activity I should be performing. But look at Indra. He is the demigod, and in his own family the Lord had appeared in his own family as Upendra. But still, because Indra's consciousness covered with fruitive activities, he did not ask devotional service. He did not ask for devotional service. Instead, he asked material opulence. He wanted to regain his kingdom. How foolish it is. And he was, although he is in such a precarious condition, arrested by the Lord and tired with the Nagapash, but still he was telling, look at Indra. He misused. He did not recognize the position of the Lord, and he did not understand what he should ask from the Lord. So same thing, sometimes we are also in that kind of situation. When our material desires are very prominent, although we perform bhakti, although we chant, although we know what is highest, because the material desires are so prominent, we forget what best charity, what we should ask from the Lord. So that is why whenever we are performing any devotional activity, any element of bhakti, so we have to be well aware what is our sadhana and what our sadhya should be, what our goal, end result should be. So with that consciousness, we have to perform our daily sadhana. Either whether it may be our chanting, whether it may be our reading, whether it may be any service. So we have to keep in mind our sambandha and our prayojana. And the process is devotional service. And prayojana should be with single pointed. So that is, I want to attain my natural devotion to the Lord. That's why all the process elements are there. As Srila Prabhupada very expertly written in his literature. So that attitude is very important. So since over a period of time, you know, chanting 16 rounds and doing different services, we become very familiar with that, with whatever activity we do. Say for example, 16 rounds, okay, in initiation I vow to chant 16 rounds. In initiation I vow to chant 3 times Gayatri. Of course, we don't vow for Gayatri, but it's a responsibility of Brahmana to chant Gayatri. Since I become a devotee, so I had to perform some devotional service. So I do some service. In the beginning, we may do it out of duty. So I vow, so I finish it. Somehow, I finish some seva. Say for example, take as a duty, we may come because our name is on the roster, we may come to clean the temple room, any cleaning or anything. Okay, I have only 15 minutes time, quick, I'll do, then done, gone. In one sense, that is okay, but that's not the best. Whereas somebody putting his effort, putting his, you know, the feeling, his relation, oh, I'm so fortunate to get this service. And this is in relation to the Lord. So I will do this to my best, to please the Lord. Then that service, although maybe very small, out of duty we may be coming, but when we put that feeling of relation, sambandha with the Lord, then that purifies our heart much, much more than just rather doing as a duty, and that invokes our natural devotion, natural connection. It's like, say for example, we all have, you know, have experience of some relation in our life. So we have experience of relation to our best friends. We have experience of relation with our family members. It may be wife, it may be husband, it may be, you know, children or anybody. We have that experience of having a relation. And whole world functions with that relation, attachment only. Isn't it? You know, parents work so hard, sacrificing their time, sacrificing their health. They go work, come back, spend time. It's all, the motivation is that relationship attraction. With that material, of course, with that a fraction of attraction, we have for these material relations moves us to work so hard, to sacrifice many things. Like parents, they sacrifice their sleep. Isn't it? You know, whole night sometimes you had to awake for your taking care of your children. And sometimes I speak to my niece, she is of my age, she tells, No, sometimes she doesn't get time to eat breakfast also, because first she wakes up around 6:30 like that, then immediately cook something for son to go to school. As soon as he goes, daughter gets up, she is just 5 years old, and then she had to make something different for daughter, her need is different, send, then husband gets up, has to make for husband, then lunch. And by the time everybody gone, laundry person come, that person come, clean the house, 12 o'clock. I ask her, is it same routine for you every day? Yeah, it's the same. So they do so much sacrifice to maintain the family. Of course, all the mothers does the same thing, isn't it? Somehow, maybe more or less. And we do so much sacrifice for this temporary relationship. In, you know, Acharyas, they write all these relationships are like a foam on an ocean. They are like a foam. The foam appears very real, right? Have you seen foam bubbles? You can see them. They have a shape. You can feel them. They have smell, everything. But as soon as you touch it, disappears. Material relationships are like that. Whereas the relationship with the Lord is not like that. It's the actual relationship we have. So these are the temporary relationships. Even for temporary relationships, we sacrifice so much and we dedicate time and we put so much feeling in it. And what to speak of the relationship we have to that original personality. How much sacrifice we have to put, how much endeavor we have to, and how much feeling we have to put. So that begins with our daily sadhana elements, especially with the chanting and hearing. So we have to take it. So when we are chanting those 16 rounds, 2 hours, you know, chant with that sambandha, so to make connection with the Lord, then we see our bhakti in a different dimension. Then we will recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all my activities should be centered only to please Him. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments or connections, please. Hare Krishna.
You mentioned how theoretically we know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows everything. But we should practically, we should try to realize this point. But Prabhu, I would like to ask, after realizing this point, what will be the point of our prayers? Like when we are in trouble, we pray for protection. Mm-hmm. But when we realize this, then we'll think, oh, Krishna already knows, He will surely protect us. So what will be the point of our prayers after realizing this?
Very good question. What's your favorite pastime from Krishna book? Damodar Leela. My favorite pastime, of course everything, but I like Agasura pastime to my level, wherever. Always struck me when Agasura opened his mouth, all the boys, they went, oh, new cave, let's go. They were all going. And as soon as they were close to the mouth, they were smelling, it doesn't look like a cave, but it looks something fishy. Bad smell coming from the intestine of Agasura. And one gopa said, oh, let's go, we'll go. So, you know, but Krishna was not coming, Krishna was far there. And other gopa said, oh, what if we go and something happened to us? Other gopa said, that's okay, Krishna is there, He will protect us. And then they entered. So as we progress, initially we pray for protection. And pretty much we keep ourselves in the center. I, my, mine. So that's our initial stage. But while developing in Krishna consciousness, I, we, mine will turn to Krishna is in the center. So we take all the trouble and we put complete faith in Krishna. Yes, I'm doing it for Krishna's sake, so He will protect me. And we have so much understanding of Krishna's protection that, like the gopas, when they were entering into the mouth of Agasura, although they know that they are entering, but they thought, nah, Krishna is there. He knows. He will protect us. And one second, Krishna also thought, how come these boys are entering in the mouth of Agasura? And have you read that one? So immediately Krishna thought, my God, my external energy potency, for a fraction of a second, Krishna was also bewildered. And then Krishna also entered. So when we get into trouble for Krishna's sake, putting complete faith in Krishna, He will not let you alone go through that suffering or any problem. He will also enter to pull you out. So initially our prayers may be for protection, but as we progress, our prayers will turn to for service. Hare Krishna. Hare Griva.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, my question was, could you please explain a bit more on the relative truths that emanate from the absolute truth? Like, what is the relative truth?
You're so technical person. Relative truths are this material world, every one of us. So in the material world, everything we see is a shadow reflection from the spiritual world. Because it existing in the spiritual world, that's why it is existing here. All the elements and all the relationships and all the rasas we experience, everything. Hare Krishna. Any other? Not there. We'll stop here. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guram Rasnakantam Vam Sajivam